We're going to get into the Rosh of the Chacham and the Ein of the Yerush on the Tam. So, to understand fully the rest of the Goyin's Mahalach here, we have to bring up the Pesukim, okay, to understand fully the Pesukim in the Torah. Now, what is this talking about, the four sons? So everyone's like, oh, four sons. The four sons means that the Torah talks about how to explain to your children in four different parashas. So let's look them up so we can understand a little bit what's going on. So one is in Dvarim. One is in Dvarim, Perek Vav. The pasuk says, "Here, ki yishalcha bincha machar lemar." When your son will ask you tomorrow, this is the question of the chacham. So what do you say to him? Which we don't say what the Torah says to him, but we really do. It says, which the Goyin said was the answer essentially. When we say, you say, you know why we have Hilchos Pesach? So that is the question of the chacham. When your son asks you, and the chazal dash, which son? The chacham. Okay. Then the next three are all in Shmois. That's the one in Dvarim. The one in Shmois. So says like this. One pasuk says, "V'haya." The next is the Shaila of the Rasha. First of all, let's read the Rasha inside the Haggadah. It says, Rasha Mahu Aymer. It says, Maha Avoida Hazayis Lachem. So which question is that? That's this pasuk. Mahaya ki yomer aleichem b'neichem, Maha Avoida Hazayis Lachem. Now, the Torah answers the question. Va'amartem, Zevach Pesach Hu La'ashem, Asher Pesach, Avotev b'nei Yisov, B'mizem b'nach b'yis, B'mizem b'yis b'tein v'yitzil, Ekon ha'mishtach ha'bu, right? So it says the answer. Curiously, when we deal with the Rasha, it doesn't say that, correct the Gra. It says, Maha avoida hazois lachem. All of a sudden, we give all the Rasha. Lachem must be v'loi loy. Ufishat yasmin eklal, kafar baker. And what do you do? Hake yeshina. V'emrele, you tell him something. What do you tell him? I would tell him, what the Torah says to tell him. V'martim zeh v'pesach ul Hashem. V'avor zeh asa Hashem li. Where is that pasuk? That pasuk is somewhere else. That pasuk is over here. Perak Yud Gimel pasuk Ches on a different thing. We got it to Levincha by Yom Uleima. Bab Orze Asa Hashem Li Betzeis Mitzrayim. And that, by the way, who's that? That's the Ein Yedelishal because it's not in the question form. It just says we got it to Levincha, which is what it says by the Ein Yedelishal. We got Atzak L'Shenemar. We got it to Levincha by Yom Uleima. So that's the pasuk we say to the Shein and the Elishal. And yet, when we quote the question of the Rasha, so we say, which answer do we give him? The answer that we give to the Ein and the Elishal. Why is the Baal HaGadol doing that? It's connected to the pasuk. That's the Goyin's kasha. Okay? Now, just by the way, just for clarity purposes, the fourth one is the one that we say to the Tam. The fourth one is the one we say to the Tam. Where it says, "Vaya ki yishalcha bin chalimah mazois the tamer matayilah because he got a tzion Hashem b'yisamot." That's mamash the tam. Okay. Now, by the head of the Chazal, know that each so the Chazal's question is, why did the Torah say it four times? This is this four different types of kids. This is the tam mazois. The chacham is in dvarim ma'aidus achukam mashon. Where the any of the elishal is, he got it all vincha and elishal. How did they know that the question? How did Chazal know that the question of Maha Avodah Zos Lachem is the Rasha? So the Baal HaGadol's Mashma, it's because it says Lachem, the Lo Loi. That's how they knew it was the Rasha. It's also because V'haya Ki Yomru Aleichem B'neichem. He's not looking for an answer. He's saying it. He didn't ask. He's the only one that didn't ask. V'haya Ki Yomru, he's talking. He's not asking. That's the Rasha. Okay. So the Gra answers this question in the Baal HaGadol. That's a little, took me a while to get what the Gra was saying, but this is what he's saying. Goyin is the cursed product. So the Goyin, the Baal HaGadah understood the amkus of the pasuk. The pasuk is telling like this. This child is not asking you a question. He's challenging you. He says, Yoimru. So what is the Torah? If I'm right, you should say, Zeva Pesach Ul Hashem. He says, you look at all the other psukim, if you look at the other places that the Torah, or the other psukim, okay, even just right here, so you look quickly, and it says clearly, here, you got it, you tell it to your son. The next one, a love. You say to him, here it says va'amartem. You say to who? So this is what Goyin I was mentioning yesterday. The Goyin says the Baal HaGadah understood from the pasuk that the question of the Rasha, which is a challenge, va'amartem, you don't answer the Rasha. Va'amartem, and you say Zevach Pesach Ul Hashem. So the Chazal understood that the mahalach how you deal with the Rasha is you don't answer him directly. So Memela, what the Baal HaGadah is saying is like this. If your Rasha child asks you a question at the Seder and he says, Maha Voida Azois Lachem, you know what you do? Direct your attention to the Sheina Yadei Lishol. And now that you're going to, and let the Rasha hear how you're going to address the Inu Del Lisho. What are you going to tell the Inu Del Lisho? You're going to tell him. Because that's the pasuk of the Inu Del Lisho. So knows when the Rasha asks you a question, you don't answer him. That's what it's saying. You say to him, look, you were moitzi yourself from in a klal, and you were cut from an acre. And you know what? I'm not even going to listen to you. I'm not even going to pay attention to you. I'm going on to the next kid. I'm going to the, but I want you to listen to the way I'm teaching him.
Yeah, but the next kid, first of all, is not the Shani Deo Rasha.
No, but fine. But that's why. Because if on the other kid's not, you have to wait for him to ask. In addition, you're not going to wait for him to ask. So, Mela, the pasuk that you're waiting to tell him, go on to that now. And that's why you say,
but still, what do you do with the pasuk in the Torah? The Torah still says V'amartem is a pasuk. We don't say it. We don't say that.
So he said that pasuk will say way later in the Haggadah, and we're going to say, but that's not the right now. The idea is it's giving you a tool. It's telling you a lesson. You're sitting at a seder with another child. So deal with the next child. That's what it's telling you.
But then he's not really fully answering the initial question.
No, he is. He's saying that the Chazal took out of that answer that you don't talk to him. V'amartem, you don't talk to him. So Mamela, if you don't talk to him, what do? You talk to the next child that's sitting at the table. And you say to the Einu De'alishol, and you tell him, Loi tashav loi klal, loi tadab rimoi, rakim ha'acher ha'yoshev etcha, ki mistama yesh loi oi b'nei bayis, v'zeh ha'acher loi shal ha'klal, l'chein meish ha'latirat shal shein Einu De'alishol, v'loim ala ha'acher ha'yoshev etcha, v'ar ho'zeh ha'sh ha'shem li. Because the Tom, you have to wait for him to ask. So, but this ain't the other show. You have to talk to him. So start talking to him now. As I say, you don't have to wait for his question. That's what he's saying. So the Goyin's word is that Chazal understood the depth of the pasuk. The pasuk is giving me a yesoid. Do not answer him. Mamela, what do? Deal with the ain't the other show next. But let the Rasha hear it. And that's why it says, it's not saying leave aloy lacha because you're not talking to him anymore. You're already talking to the next son. And what are you saying to the next son? Not him. That's how he learns this piece.
So,
okay, leave aloy loy ilu hayasham. Doesn't say ilu hayisasham. You're not talking to the Rasha. That's the way the Gra learns up this thing with the Rasha. What? You understand? So, but it's a nice diak in the pasuk. First of all, it says "Amartem Zevach Pesach." It didn't say to him, and also the whole fact that the question of the Rasha is Veloshen Amira seems to indicate that he's not looking for the answer. Okay. Now, by the way, the Gra says, next thing is, he says that, remember, the Gra said that there was one Iker Shaila in the Manishtana. Then why is this the night that it's B'loshim Zachar and it has mitzvahs and everything? So he says, "Shena de'elishal apsach l'shenemar." He got it to the hilchah b'yom mahulaymar. Barbo azayas Hashem leave it tasting mitzrayim. And what does this point Gemara say? That maybe you should start from Rosh Chodesh tamalomar b'yom mahu. Ibayom mahu yachol ibayom yom tamalomar barbo azay. So there was a Havamina there, which should be by day. No, when it's at night. So why does it say by Yomahu? So we got it by Laila Hahu. Not by Yomahu. I should say, by Yomahu. So, no, by Yomahu. By Yomahu. Oh, maybe talk about Yom. No, by Vorze. So don't say by Yom. That's what I'm going to have to say by Yom, because this night is a Yom. This night is the beginning of the day. So Mamela, the Pasuk, this is where answering the Manishtana. How does Chazal know that this line night is different? Because the Torah calls it a day. The Torah calls it the day. Because it's Bayoim Ahu Lamar. Now therefore, we have to call it the day because it's Mechinas Yoim. It's clarity of the day. It's not anymore the Mechinas of the Laila. It's all the clarity and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's clarity and Hashgach HaPratis, everything came clear. Also, maybe it's even in the morning. No, it's got to be the part of the day that there's mitzvahs, which is after Shkia. But Batsim, it's still Yom. That's the going touches. Yeah, okay. So we'll stop here. There's some clarity.
Yeah.
But also, it's more typical